Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. I thought today I'd start with some headlines that attracted my attention over the last few weeks. Here's one. Chronic illnesses increase risk. Well, there's some news that isn't news. We've all known that. We've had it beaten into our head for months. But just a reminder, that's the mission of this show, is to make sure we don't have those underlying conditions. And that boils down to making sure that we follow the two prime directives for being healthy by nature. And first of the prime directives for achieving that is make sure the body has everything it needs for optimum function. And the other one is don't gum up the works with things that the body can't handle. So that's kind of what we do on this show. And more about that later with our guest today. And another headline, how accurate are the different coronavirus tests? Well, there's the big question. Of course, testing is better and faster tests are better because then you can actually do contact tracing and do what we would like to do, which is quarantine just the sick people, not the well people. But along those lines, I have a dear friend who had two family members. They went to a testing site. They filled out the forms, but it took too long for the line. They gave up and went home. And a couple of days later, they got a call saying they were positive. So it makes you wonder for sure. And this one was the one that really set me off. It said, misinformation proves to be highly contagious. And they talk about conspiracy theories, hoaxes, anti-mask myths, sham cures, and all despite a lack of evidence. Well, my big question is, who are these fact checkers that decide? And apparently, according to some of the social media sites, take it upon themselves to censor information. They think the World Health Organization is the be-all and end-all, and I think we've had plenty of evidence that they are not infallible. And for every scientific principle or theory, there is a contrary view, but you're not going to see that on CNN or really any of the mainstream media. And so that's what we perform here, is an airing of some of the other views that might not be popular because they don't generate the money that seems to drive the system. And that goes true for the blog as well. This week was installment number 4 of the Care and Feeding of Your Brain. Not controversial stuff like today's show. Not really counterculture, just maybe not what you're going to hear at the doctor, because the medical system is now powered by the money from the pharmaceutical industry. So if they aren't getting paid, then it gets swept under the rug. Please stay with us. We'll have some exciting information today from Dr. Dana Cohen.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
And our phone number here at Healthy by Nature is 800-281-8255. And we may well have time for some calls as we go along. Quick note during the breaks, know that our commercials are also a part of the program. We select sponsors that we believe in and we think you'll learn something from and certainly benefit from the products and services that we have highlighted. However, if you're listening directly or indirectly on iHeartRadio, for example, you say, Alexa, play so-and-so. Sorry if I just activated her. You'll hear things for Ace Hardware, Geico, Macy's, and Balance of Nature, none of which are our sponsors, and I don't want to be perceived as endorsing them because I just can't do that. I don't know enough about them, and they're not associated with the show. My guest today, I'm really glad that I had something called to my attention that had me contact her because we've lost touch over the years. But Dana Cohen, MD, for two decades has been on the leading edge of integrative and functional medicine, guiding thousands of patients through protocols that initiate cellular repair and restore balance to the body. At the heart of her mission is to find the root cause of disease and then activate the body's natural healing mechanisms through the kinds of things we talk about on the show, nutrition, supplementation, healing therapies, and more. What attracted my attention was her new book. It's entitled Quench, Beat Fatigue, Drop Weight, and Heal Your Body Through the New Science of Optimum Hydration. Good morning, Dr. Cohen.
Hi, Marty. So nice to speak with you.
Yeah, it's been a really long time.
It's been a very long time. I have to say something funny because I'm listening to the commercials and I hear Lily of the Desert Aloe and I'm thinking, oh, that's so appropriate.
Yeah, really.
And then you just made that comment. I was like, oh, that's cool. Perfect.
Yeah, I thought of that too, and I hadn't thought of it until the commercial ran and I went, well, I think that's what Dr. Cohen is going to talk to us about today. Well,
I love it.
Before we get into that topic, I'd just like to ask, since your practice is in New York, actually New York City to be exact, what, or certainly Manhattan in the general sense, what has it been like for you in your personal life and in your practice there? Give those of us out here in the flyover states a sense of that.
Well, I think I'm a little bit different because I actually was employed during the lockdown. And during that employment, I actually was, and prior to that, I was planning on going out on my own. So it was at that time that I decided to leave. But during the lockdown, the office was closed. There was, a lot of patients emailing, but everybody in New York and my patients were pretty much, locked down, and that was fine. And getting prescriptions if they needed it, but everybody really, really follow the rules. And after a couple months, then that I left, and so now I'm in my own practice, and I'm open. I'd say about 50% of the patients come in to see me, and about 50% do telehealth, and they have the option of doing either. New York right now, though, it's hard, also hard to say because it's summertime, so it's pretty quiet because it's summer anyway. But I also am hearing, I mean, people are leaving in droves in New York. People are getting out. People are moving to anywhere within an hour's distance. They're moving up to the Catskills. They're moving out to the Hamptons. I think it's a very bizarre time. The other part is, you know, Facebook just took over the post office, the old post office across from Penn Station, something like 12 million square feet of offices. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know. I wish I could tell people something else, but it's so bizarre, and it's you know, I don't know. Well, only time will tell.
Well, I think of you frequently. We became acquainted when you were in practice with Dr. Fred Pescatore, who's been on the show many times, and he wasn't aware of your book, so I told him, and he was grateful. I'm sure he's gotten it by now, because it's really a very, very nice book. I'm not all the way through it yet, but I have learned quite a bit so far. And this is a bizarre thing to be excited about, but I love the dust cover. It's not one of the usual slick coated papers. It's got kind of a suede feel to it, which is unusual. I think it's very classy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hi, Fred. I hope he's listening. I haven't spoken to him in a while either.
Well, I know from the exposure you got there that you certainly are aware of the problem with too many carbohydrates. And in your practice, you do things like use the bioidentical hormones. And your mission statement sounds a lot like ours. Get to the root cause, which is, as near as I can tell, almost always too much of something the body can't handle, or there's something it needs it's not getting. But it's not easy for people to sort those out, so they often need a guide like you. And in this book, even though it's about how to get hydration, get water into our cells, get it where it needs to be and keep it there, and about all the things it does, you do talk about food sensitivities, and you just couldn't help yourself, I guess, to get something in there that has such an effect on people.
Yeah, and you'll be interested to know, you might not have gotten to that point yet, but there's a whole chapter on fats and oils, and I mention our favorite is macadamia nut oil.
Oh, yes. Mine, yeah, too. And hard to get these days, but
it is hard to get, but that's exactly the reason. I just couldn't help myself. Yeah. But you know what? It's part of it. It's all part of the big picture.
And,
you know, hydration.
I hope I didn't offend you with what I said in my opening remarks about so much of medicine these days driven by pharmaceutical money. But that's how it looks from here.
Oh, please. Do you remember who you're speaking to?
Yes.
No offense taken at all. Yeah, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah. So, hydration. People have heard, and we're going to dispel some myths here today, have heard, yes, we should drink water, and I talk about it on the show periodically because I know it's a big factor, but we don't really know how to do it right. I think the first thing is we ought to help people understand how much of a difference it makes being hydrated or not being hydrated. Just to put it in perspective, you say that a 2% loss of hydration, measurable cognitive loss, and that we lose 3 quarts of water a day just from breathing, urinating, bowel movements. And if you don't lose water in your bowel movement, you got a much bigger problem. And then here's the biggie. If your total body water is down by a gallon, you'll have a headache. If it's down by 2, you'll be in the hospital, and 3 in the morgue. So it's apparently pretty important. What are some of the things you see in your patients? Because you've, since even back in 2018, you had had 400 patients that got better because of your recommendations. What do you see that in them and in the science about what happens if you don't have enough hydration?
So the book is really about this sort of subclinical or low-grade dehydration, this sort of day in, day out that that I just want to say something, I need everybody to hear it, that is probably the single most important thing to look at to treat and prevent chronic illness. You know, I think we forget about it, we don't address it, but this low-grade dehydration is the first step that we must take in treating and preventing chronic illness. You know, so some of the things that we can look for in this low grade, which is, by the way, kind of immeasurable. It's hard to measure in somebody. We don't have a test. We don't have a thing you can put on your finger and say, oh, you're low grade dehydrated. But some of the things you just mentioned, headaches, that afternoon fatigue, and dry skin, thirst. So we can talk a little bit more about that.
And you have, you talk about heart health and something that will perk up a lot of ears, weight loss. And I don't know that I've ever heard anybody say it before, but it makes perfect sense when you understand what water does. And we'll get into that when we come back, that that's an important first step in preventing or treating degenerative diseases. And we surely want to do that. We'll be right back with author and integrative physician Dana Cohen, MD. The name of her book is Quench. Stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaker.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome the gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
This is our 23rd anniversary of trying to bring you outstanding guests like today's, Dana Cohen, MD. And I just thought it would be fun, scattered through the show here, to tell you what in 1997 was hot and not. The Green Bay Packers won the Super Bowl. Tiger Woods won the Masters. The top movie was Men in Black. And what was in? Virtual Pets and Beanie Babies have come a long way. Baggy jeans with underwear sticking out. That was in. What was going out was the Macarena and Beavis and Butthead. Maybe a little bit more of that later. But the only reason I've been able to do this show is that I know people like Dana Cohen, and her book, Quench, has some great recommendations for it, including from Christiane Northrup and Stephen Sinatra, both doctors that you've probably heard of, because it is very fundamental. It's one of those things right after oxygen that you can only go a very short time without oxygen, you know, maybe a matter of 4 or 5 minutes, but you can't go very long without water, much less time than food. You can go weeks without food. How long can you go without water?
Yeah, less than 2 days, I think. 2-3 days. Some people longer. It depends on the person. But not very long.
Oh. Well, before we get, I'd like to get back to how our hydration level affects heart health, because that would be something people would just probably have a little trouble getting their head around. Give us a thumbnail sketch of what it is that water does in our body. What are the basic functions that make it so important?
Well, you know, people think that water is it is a solvent. So it's everything that you eat and everything that you take, it has to be sort of dissolved and put into the cells. And we need hydration to do that. But what we're finding is that there's, you know, it's not only the intake, it's the output. So think about detoxification. Hydration is a huge part of that that nobody really kind of thinks about. We do, but you know, it's not at the forefront. I mean, we know things like temperature regulation. That's also what's important with hydration. But in the book too, a new thing that we talk about, something that's really interesting, is that water conducts electricity, and it's an electrical function. So it moves electricity around the body, which is different than what we've ever thought about. So water is actually fuel, electrical energy, and it's not just hydration. It's not just all those other things. So it literally moves electrical energy. Think about nerve impulses. And the way that it does that is it does it through fascia. Fascia is that connective webbing that surrounds every single cell and every single organ in our body. Fascia is not only, you know, just a a web that holds things. It actually turns out that it's a it works as a hydraulic pump. So when we move our joints, we're literally moving water throughout the body. And when we're moving water, we're moving electricity as well.
We are electrical beings, and we forget that.
Totally forget it, yes.
And so for that, you need electrolytes and you need the fluid. And I think everybody gets that, well, you have to have water for your blood to be a liquid, and the fluid in the joints needs hydration. But you've just given us a bunch of other things to think about. So how does that translate into cardiovascular health?
Well, I mean, I think what you say, like electricity, I mean, there's so many different reasons for it, but electrical energy, electrolytes, sodium, potassium, that pump. But, you know, from the down to the cellular. So first of all, let me just take a step back. And when
sure.
I talk about chronic diseases, we talk about, you know, there's this, once again, that low grade day in, day out dehydration. That's a known, you know, or sort of a proven risk factor for diabetes and blood sugar issues. You know, we lay it out in the book. It's a little complicated as to why. So it's hard to say, but, you know, it's hard for me to just verbalize it. It's a, you know, when we're this low grade dehydration, your brain is the first place that gets saved. So all of your other tissues then become a little bit less functional. And so blood sugar issues, cardiovascular in general. I mean, if we're looking at the big picture, you know, we need that fluid to pump our blood. We need those electrolytes. We need that electrical energy for our heart to function perfectly and appropriately. You know, we become fatigued. You know, that fatigue, our heart becomes fatigued. So, and then the blood sugar plays an issue as that where there as well.
And with pain. Headache isn't the only kind of pain that's worse if we're dehydrated. And I think people were saying, well, gee, I would know if I was dehydrated. And you said the doctor can't test for that. I think if you go into the emergency room and you are severely, critically, acutely dehydrated, if you've turned into a prune, they're going to figure that out. But this chronic yeah. low-grade dehydration is another matter. Yeah. Give us a few telltale signs that maybe we don't have enough hydration.
Okay. I want to tell you, too, I think most people know they are dehydrated. I think most people, every patient I ask, even my healthy ones, say, I probably don't drink enough water. I probably don't do it right. So I think most people do know that they're not well hydrated. Once again, that afternoon fatigue, I think, is probably the first sign that you want to look for. Instead of maybe thinking, oh, my blood sugar's dropping, more often than not, you're dehydrated. So think about that first. And if you're thirsty, I mentioned that earlier, but I just want to take a, you know, I want to just re-say that. If you're thirsty, you're already too far gone. Like, we don't want to feel thirst. You're already a little more than low-grade dehydrated. You're dehydrated. And honestly, thirst is probably not the best symptom or sign to look for. We can override our thirst. We learn to override our thirst mechanisms especially as we get older, we lose that sense a little bit.
And you can mistake it for hunger. Say, oh,
exactly.
I think I'm thirsty, or maybe do I need a Twinkie?
Right. Yes. The other thing is I like saying this one. You know, we're meant to get up and urinate every 2 or 3 hours during the day. And if you're not doing that, you're probably not hydrated enough. So that's a good one. You want to look at the color of your urine. That's a good one. Except if you're taking B vitamins, and most people know their urine gets bright yellow. So all bets are off with that. But our urine should be of a nice straw color. It shouldn't be crystal clear, and it shouldn't be a very dark or even brown color. You know, it needs to be a light straw color. Those are some good symptoms to look for. The other thing is you can pinch your skin. Pinch your skin on the top of your hand. You know, sometimes it's hard because sometimes we have excess skin there. But you want it to plump right back into place.
Yeah, if it stays in a little tent, then, you know, something is off. So many things that water does. It reminded me of something that Dr. Jeff Bland said years ago. People were saying, oh, vitamins just make expensive urine. And he was saying, so it's kind of like water. You drink it in, you pee it out, so you must not need it, right?
Right. Love it.
Okay, we're going to come back here shortly and talk about why water may not be the best, certainly not the only way to get hydrated. And my guest, the author of Quench, Dana Cohen, MD, she has an anthropologist co-author that added some depth to the book. Please stay with us.
Hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Trace minerals are nutrients that we need only in tiny amounts. However, they have a big impact on health because they are required for hundreds of important enzymes and processes in the body. Selenium is one of those amazing trace minerals. It is needed for thyroid hormone and is a part of glutathione, the master antioxidant. It also helps zinc become more usable, and it keeps toxic mercury from accumulating. Read more about selenium benefits in the library on hbnshow.com. Unfortunately, because of modern farming methods, there is less selenium in food. Not all selenium supplements are equally effective. Gero Formulas studies the science and uses the forms of nutrients that do the most good. Host Marty Winneken takes Gero Selenium Synergy. It contains a highly effective form, methylselenocysteine, plus three other nutrients that help selenium promote antioxidant protection against free radicals. Ask for Gero Selenium Synergy at your favorite natural food store. Visit Gero.com. That's Jarrow.com for high-quality, innovative health formulas.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
This program started in 1997. Back then, top headlines, we lost Diana, Princess of Wales, and Mother Teresa, and they cloned a sheep. Interesting. I've been talking with Dana Cohen, MD, about her terrific new book, Quench, subtitled Beat Fatigue, Drop Weight, and Heal Your Body Through the New Science of Optimum Hydration. And we will dig into what's new about this science. I want to get to the best sources, what are the things that dehydrate us, how to keep the fluid in the right place, and how to move it around with micro movements. We'll find out what that is. Dr. Cohen, you point out that a baby is 75% water, and folks my age might be more like 55%. So we have to wonder, what's that 20% replaced by? I'm guessing, my case, fat. But that means a 150-pound person is carrying around like 83 pounds of water, so it must be pretty important. Can we talk about how water relates to body weight, how you can use water to improve your body mass index, your fat percentage?
Well, yeah, it's so funny. You know, it's funny because people always want that information. This is the thing. If you mentioned something earlier about feeling hungry, mistaking it for hunger for thirst, and you know, so that's one way of sort of thinking. If you're looking to lose weight, There's been some research that drink a glass of water about a half an hour before every meal, you lose 5 pounds in a few months. If you, you know, if you're properly hydrated and you're dieting and learn how to hydrate properly, you'll lose more weight than if you were just dieting alone. It's just the foundation. It's before you embark on any diet program, you just need to know what it feels like to be properly hydrated. I want to mention something. You mentioned pain earlier. That is also, I've had so many patients who have had these weird pains that they're trying to be nothing, and I teach them how to hydrate properly, and miraculously it goes away. There's actually even a case study in there, one of my sort of just a very basic case study of somebody who was complaining of this knee pain for a year. And then when she came back 2 weeks later to go over her results, and I told her how to hydrate properly, she completely forgot that she complained about this pain. She's like, oh my God, I completely forgot. It's not there anymore. Yeah. So hydration is the foundation for everything. And I want to just also go to one more thing. You know, the reason this is not just a book, you know, about hydration. I didn't just write a simple book. The impetus for the book was the discovery of a new phase of water, which was mind-blowing to me. So we know that water exists as liquid, ice, and vapor. Now we know that there's a fourth phase of water, which is it's gel water or structured water, and it's based on the work of Dr. Gerald Pollack, based out of Seattle, University of Washington. And it is in that form of water, gel water, structured water, he calls it easy water. That's how water is found within our cells, and that's how water is found in nature. So going back to the very beginning, aloe, desert plants, how do desert plants hydrate? They hydrate via gels. And that gel is also a very incredible conductor of electricity. So drinking more and more plain or bulk water may not necessarily be the answer. We want to get more structured water in our body. And the way to do that is by eating your water, more vegetables. Think about celery. Think about cucumbers and even iceberg lettuce. It's loaded with this gel water. So that was the whole impetus for the book. And it makes it fascinating. First of all, the science is fascinating. And then it becomes actually life-changing for people when they learn what it's like to live in a fully hydrated, fluid body. Things change.
One thing that I've noticed that when I'm not staying hydrated is that my lips are chapped. And I think that's just evidence of how the body prioritizes and triages where the water needs to go. That's like a lot less important than whether your brain and your kidneys are working.
For sure. Yeah, and that's once again a little too far gone. And I think people might really relate to this. You could drink water all day long, plain bulk water, and never get quenched, you know, never satiate your thirst. And then you have a big piece of watermelon, and you're like, oh, that's so much more satisfying. You know, I feel like I am preaching to your choir, but I think one of the things I want to just say it out loud, a great thing, a great habit to get into, and we all need this reminder, drink a green smoothie a day, you know, blend up some greens, throw some water in there, throw a little lemon, maybe a little apple. There's 1,000 recipes for smoothies out there. And it's just blended vegetables and water is the foundation. One a day is life-changing for so many people who don't feel good. You know, start there. That's a really good, hopefully good, will inspire one person to change some habits. You know, sometimes
that's what I had before I came in this morning. But mine isn't always green looking because I have beet juice in there, which either makes it
perfect.
Look pink or, you know, like mud, but
brown.
Yeah. And if you put a half an avocado in there, which is surprisingly high in fiber, that's very satisfying, and it'll hold you for quite a while. You have a lot of good recipes in the book.
Thank you. And that that smoothie, the avocado also adds fat. So going back to that fat chapter, we need fat for our cells to function properly, right? They make up the phospholipid layer of every single cell. And then there's these pores, they're called aquaporins, as how water gets through into the cell, and they're lined with fat. And if we don't have good, healthy fat, then that's when our cells start to get damaged. And that's where Stephen Sinatra comes in too. And in the book, he really loved the fat chapter. And he's a huge proponent of eating healthy fat. And the avocado is a great way to do that. Chia seeds are also a phenomenal way to do that in your smoothies.
And I think people will find it surprising that dry little chia seeds could be hydrating. Is that, I mean, when I have recently forgotten to use those, but I would soak them first, so then they swell up with this mucus around it. And I know we need mucus in the gut for the mucus layer, but I didn't think about it being hydrating as well.
Yeah, there's actually there's a great book called Born to Run, and it's this Tarahumara tribe, these elite distance runners in deserts of Mexico, I think. They would run 50-mile marathons for fun, and all they would do is use chia seeds to hydrate them with one thing of water in the morning.
Oh, that's kind of crazy. When we come back, I want to hit the dehydrators. What are the things that remove water from the body that make our challenge of staying hydrated harder, and how to make sure that the fluid gets in the right place, and what are micro movements? So got your work cut out for you in the next segment. I'll try to stay out of the way. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. My guest today is Dana Cohen, MD. She's the author of Quench. And at the top it says, 8 glasses a day is not the way. Not only does it rhyme, but it's very smart. And we'll find out more about that as well when we come back. What are the guidelines? Stay tuned. If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
We're back with Dana Cohen, MD. She practices in New York. She's an integrative physician, and she thinks she's preaching to our choir. I hope I have beat this stuff into your head so much for so long, and then you've put up with it that you do know that she is speaking the truth. Dr. Cohen, we've established that fruits and vegetables are the best source of hydration because it's a special kind of water, but we know there are plenty of other benefits from the plant foods, too. And so moving on from that, what are we doing that is dehydrating us?
So first of all, let's start with our environments. Even from 5 years ago today, we're living in different environments. Our electronics, the cell phone that I have up to my ear right now because you told me not to use a headset.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's dehydrating us. You know, I feel the heat on my ear. You know, that's a known dehydrator, let alone the EMFs and that kind of thing. Our lights in our environments, the air conditioning, you know, we're living in dry conditions inside, being indoors. We're not moving. So talking once again, that movement stuff is because we're not moving our fascia. We're squelching that delivery of hydration to the periphery. So not moving. I just want to say one other thing about that. You know, our cars, I love this example. Almost every car now is made with the camera where you don't even have to turn around anymore to back out of your driveway. So we're not moving. We're just, everything is so convenient. Air conditioners, we talk about carpets, you know, so our environments are incredibly dehydrating, you know, medications. And I'm not even talking about the ones that are known sort of diuretics. The purple pill, Ambien, aspirin, all of these things have been reported to the FDA to have people in the emergency room for overt dehydration, as a cause of overt dehydration. Processed foods, what it takes to process the processed foods in our body. So what our bodies have to do to process it is incredibly dehydrating.
So, if you eat a cracker, you have to rehydrate it for it to be able to be digested.
Exactly.
What about alcohol?
Exactly. Oh, alcohol is an absolute dehydrating. There's no question about it, unfortunately. But I will give you good news. Caffeine, coffee, is not anything under 4 cups is not a diuretic. So that's okay. Like, you know, a cup or two of coffee a day, as long as you're not sensitive to the caffeine, you know, from other reasons like cortisol and that kind of thing, coffee's okay. You know, a couple cups a day. People love to hear that.
Well, that was my next question, and you went right to it, because I think for a long time it had a reputation because you drink a cup of coffee, you got to go to the bathroom. It was assumed that it was dehydrating, but I think it's just the added fluid and the increased sensitivity of your nerves to knowing that you have to go. That's my theory.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, we do lay out a study in there. I think we included it that they've shown that anything under 4 cups is not a diuretic.
Cool.
Anything above that, it starts to become a diuretic. Yeah.
How about your rules for airplane travel, which is very dehydrating?
Yeah, I mean, that air in an airplane is something like less than 2% humidity. We live in like 20% is what a normal apartment or home is. So incredibly dry environments. And I for some reason, Fred too, we have a bunch of, Fred Pescatore, we have a bunch of airline stewardesses and stewards that are, you know, patients of ours. And they are start with hydration with them because it's a problem. Yeah. So, and I'm anybody who's been on a plane knows that you are, by the end of that ride, you are really parched.
Yeah. And if you are taking advantage of alcohol when it's back available again on airplanes, you're just making matters worse. And what about all that sitting? Sitting is apparently the new smoking, and is one of the reasons that I hadn't thought of is because you're not moving your fluid around.
Yeah, so think about that fascia again. You know, when you're sitting, you're stopping the delivery of that hydration to the periphery. Not a good thing to do. It's one of the reasons why, you know, another reason why sitting is the new smoking. You know, there's other reasons as well, but think about your fascia. You want to move your fascia. You want to get up every couple of hours, every hour, even if you can, and twist and turn. We talk about micro movements in the book. Basically, they're made up movements. You can make up a micro movement right now. So, you know, turn your head and touch your, you know, take your ear and touch it to your shoulder. That's a micro movement. We're meant to move. And when we are sitting all day with our head slouched over in our computer and not moving, it's a problem. And, you know, you want to wake up in the morning while you're sitting in bed, roll your ankles, you know, move your head, bob your head up and down. We're meant to be moving creatures and make it up. It doesn't have to be some, you know, crazy movement. It's easy.
Well, I do one. I sit in the recliner to watch TV. I flex my toes back and forth and tense up my leg muscles. It's a little one. I need to add a lot more to those. When we come back, we only have about 3.5 minutes, but if you could touch on salt, good or bad, and what kinds, and a quick review of the 5-day jumpstart basic plan. If we're not going to be drinking 8 glasses of water a day, what is the goal? So stay tuned. A little bit more from Dr. Dana Cohen when we come back. Thanks for being with us today.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Informed parents have their children take multivitamins. They know their kids do not eat a perfect diet, and that even good foods aren't as nutritious as they used to be. Most manufacturers of kids' vitamins use cartoon characters and sugar to hide inferior ingredients. They provide nutrients in cheap forms and in doses too small to help your child develop his or her best body, brain, and immune system. And don't be fooled by RDA guidelines. Those are not meant to promote optimum function. Thank goodness Bill Sardi formulated First in Class, the science-based multivitamin mineral that your child or grandchild deserves. Like his molecular multi for adults, the vitamins and minerals in First in Class are the exact forms the body uses, and it contains key nutrients missing in other brands. Easy to swallow First in Class is in a class by itself and costs only 20 cents a day when you order three bottles. Visit LifespanNutrition.com, LifespanNutrition.com, or call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
And on hbnshow.com, you can go to the archives by clicking listen, and then the archive date for today. You can get a link to Dr. Cohen's practice and to the book Quench, which we've been talking about. Beat fatigue, drop weight, and heal your body through the new science of optimum hydration. Well, Dr. Cohen, we're about out of time, but I want you to address salt because people think of that, well, that causes fluid retention, but I thought that was bad. And then the five-day jumpstart plan. I'll just let you run with it.
So salt is not the villain that we've been saying it was, that doctors have been saying it was. And obviously, if you have high blood pressure, you do need to talk to your physician about this. I just have to sort of say that. But we're talking about, there's a difference between real salt, like Himalayan pink salt, or rock salt or sea salt that has the full range of minerals versus, you know, fake salt or the salt that's in all that processed food. And that's more the culprit than anything, you know, salt that's in French fries and all that junk. And we need salt. You know, we absolutely need salt for our cells to function properly. So salt is, and I even recommend doing a little pinch of natural salt in a morning drink of water, maybe a little lemon, as a great way to start your day and hydrate. So salt is not what we thought it was. And there's actually been studies. We think that whole thing about salt and blood pressure has been overstated. So that's number one. And what was the other thing you wanted me to
your five, to your, I shouldn't right, gang up okay. like the five-day jumpstart.
The five-day jumpstart is it's a very basic plan on what it feels like to feel properly hydrated. It's written for the masses. So no matter what diet you're following, whether it's vegan and anything in between to ketogenic, you need to learn how to hydrate properly. And it is definitely more plant-centric. So we need more plants in our diet no matter what you're doing, right? And it incorporates micro movements. It incorporates smoothies and teas and when you should be drinking your water. I gave everybody two things. Drink one green smoothie a day, or green or red smoothie with the beets, and start your day off with a big glass of water with a pinch of sea salt and a squeeze of lemon. Try those two things first.
Excellent. And people, you really need the book because it has so much great information beyond even hydration. And it has the plans, the recipes, the citations. You know this comes from the science. We always do try to be science-based here, but I think we're just a little fussier about which science we decide to follow. It has to fit a model that makes sense historically and around the world. Dr. Cohen, we sure appreciate your time today, and congratulations on your wonderful book. I think an awful lot of people will be helped with it. And listeners,
Marty, thank you.
Thank you. I hope you'll join us again next week. This is Marty Whittakin, over and out.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.